Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, February 26th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today reporting from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, it was a busy day today, and in part you may have seen the site not responding as quickly as it should. That was due to a corrupted database table. It's still being rebuilt and may take the better day of tomorrow even to get it all set up, but most of the site should be working, just some of the port histories may not come up quite correctly. Well, so let's see what we got today. Let's start with a couple of interesting sort of phishing events. Well, phishing or malware email. In those cases, a link is sent to you as part of an email. And of course, the question is, why would you possibly click on this link? Well, the first one is actually a scheme I've seen a couple times, but was never really able to pin down where they got the information from. The email appears to come from a close friend of yours, at least that's what the real name says in the from address. The email address is something random that's not associated with that friend. What sort of put it together for me today was that today one of these emails arrived and it used the name of my cat. And the only place where this would be found is Facebook. Facebook, my cat has a Facebook account and uses that particular name as his name. So that's probably where this comes from. And all the other email I got that follows the same scheme also used Facebook friends, but in those cases, I know those people from other places, and there are web pages and such that list both names. So this email from the cat really kind of nailed it down that the information was gathered from Facebook. The email itself is pretty simple, says something to the effect that this is an interesting movie to look at and a link. And then, of course, it hopes that you click on the link. If you do, you're being redirected either to spam or the usual malware. Now, the second phishing email I got, and again, it's not really phishing, it's really malware, claimed to be from TrustWave. And that's something I think that really can target IT professionals. If you do receive an email from a company that you ask to scan your website periodically that informs you of a new vulnerability, you are probably going to click on it. Now, oddly enough, they didn't copy the entire verbiage, but they got the look and feel pretty close. So if you routinely get these emails, you probably don't even read them anymore. You just click on the link to see what they found on your site that you need to fix. So these emails apparently go around for the last couple days. Spider Labs, which is part of TrustWave, did write a blog about it. I did a link to it from our little diary post. Kind of oddly, I got another Facebook spam then to the same email address the TrustWave message went to, but not really sure if the two are related. That's again an email address that I usually don't use, but it is associated with a couple domains that are registered in my name. So I don't really receive a lot of email, even not a lot of spam to those email addresses. Well, lesson learned. It's certainly good to have a couple of honeypot email addresses around to look for things like that. Hopefully get to those emails before one of your users is getting infected with them. But also with Facebook, for example, my cat's Facebook profile is pretty open, but my own isn't. Now, what happens is that just by my cat's Facebook profile being open, that essentially exposes some of my information, at least my name and apparently my email address. Have to look into that into more detail to see how the email address exactly figured in. And then when it comes to web application vulnerabilities, the bad guys have a new tool. This new tool is called PunkSpider. PunkSpider enumerates web application vulnerabilities. Not 100% sure how it does it, but apparently it does run simple exploits against random websites without permission. Now, the site states that it will obey the robots.txt file. Haven't found the user agent yet, so not exactly sure what to put into the robots.txt file. The Punk Spider website is rather basic at this point, so not all of the links are working, but the database itself seems to be up and working reasonably well. Of course, vulnerabilities they find aren't necessarily real. There are a lot of false positives in there. I would recommend that you do search your own site in Punk Spider just to see what they know about you. I don't think it does any harm to your site to search for it. Maybe they'll scan it, but well, others are probably scanning it anyway. And then we got a diary by Rob. Rob is reminding us of all the uncatalogued devices that we may have in our data centers that actually provide remote access via IP or even worse, via HTTP. And I mentioned that last year with IPMI, but he mentions a couple of other devices, for example, KVMs, these keyboard video mouse switches that frequently do have IP interfaces now, SCSI RAID cards and the like, fiber channel HPAs, these host bus adapters, they are now often web enabled. So if you have any devices like that, make sure you don't forget to patch them, secure them, at the very least, change your default passwords on those devices. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.